Yeah, but you know, they just put me through individual. Then I did like the group install and stuff like that. You know, just kind of progress over days and do more and more as the days go on.
Did you feel fine? Nothing bothered you out there today?
Nah, nothing bothered me. Felt good.
Sorry coming in late, Brandon. But how did you hurt your hamstring?
Just running, trying to get in condition for the conditioning test, just over there in the bubble.
Was that like the day before the conditioning test? Because they didn't put you on the non-football injury list.
Nah, it happened before that, but I was doing rehab and it was feeling good and tried to do it and it just didn't respond the way I wanted it to.
Is it encouraging to be out here now and kind of get used to getting to play alongside the guys on the line and try and build some chemistry together?
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, you know, we did have OTAs and built chemistry from there and you know, had the playbook there, but you know, the pads are on for real this time, so yeah, feels good.
How long will it take you to really get up to speed in camp?
From a mental standpoint, I mean, I know what I'm doing. You know, it's not a big deal. It's just, you know, conditioning yourself to, you know, hitting people every day, you know, things of that nature. You know, luckily for me, it's not like I'm necessarily like a young guy, more of a middle-of-the-road guy. So, you know, I know what it takes. So, you know, a little bit more time, just keep progressing each and every day.
You didn't do everything today, right?
No, just did individual group install, stuff like that.
You think you'll do more tomorrow?
What we got tomorrow? The 10-10-10 probably. Kind of go from there.
How frustrating was it just to miss the first week of camp?
You know, very frustrating. I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, when you're sitting in there, you know, watching guys out here practicing, you know, you're sitting trying to, you know, ride the bike or running on the treadmill or something, wishing you were out there. But at the same time, it makes you, you know, more hungry when you come out.
How did it feel? You feel good?
Yeah, felt good. Prior to the day, you know, I come out here when they were doing walkthrough and, you know, run and kind of do position drills and stuff. So I knew when I came out here today, you know, I didn't expect to have any setbacks or anything.
Haven't been able to watch. What do you think of the physical tone that Doug and the coaching staff are setting so far for this camp?
You know, it's been good. You know, that's kind of how it's been for me when I was under Kubiak, when I was under O'Brien. You know, live periods, you know, tackling to the ground, you know, guys getting after it. So, you know, that's what I expected when I came in.
Where would you put the communication on the line at? Obviously, Jason's been in and out. You've been in and out. How do you guys feel the communication is at this point? How far do you have to go?
You know, you can always get better. But, you know, our chemistry is pretty good right now. You know, obviously wishing, you know, Jason a speedy recovery and everything to get him back out here. But, you know, I'm not too worried about it.